Do you think over the years that Epic Games has ruined the Fortnite Battle Pass? Well, Loot Station talked about to that today, and we're going to be reacting to it. Fortnite ruined the Battle Pass. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another video. If you are new here, my name is Kyle. I am your guy with many YouTube channels. Please, guys, go show Loot Station some love in the pinned comment description down below. Let's hear what he has to say about this.
Fortnite's Battle Pass used to feel special, but over the years, Epic has quietly removed and changed feature after feature. And now, it barely feels like a battle pass at all.
Dude, I can already tell, dude, this video is going to have some work put into it. I love to see it. And I probably should have mentioned before actually watching this video what I think about the state of battle passes right now. I miss the way that they did the styles in Chapter 1. I think there's way too much filler in there. I miss the original emotes, although in recent times, that's been getting better. And the super styles have not been nearly the same. Bring back the overtime styles.
Glenn, every level meant something. And now it feels like a chore to claim your rewards. The same thing every season. You level up, you hit level 200, and that's it. No.
You know what? A chore is actually a really, really good way to describe it. But has it always felt like a chore? I'm not sure, because I personally never really liked doing challenges, and sometimes that's what it required to unlock some stuff, but let's hear what Loot Station has to say.
Bonus, no flex, no reason to keep grinding. So a lot has changed since we first got Battle Passes back in Chapter 1 Season 2, and for those that played in Chapter 1, which might not be many of you watching, leveling up the Battle Pass felt so rewarding, but it was also difficult.
There was also a lot of things that Epic Games hasn't done cosmetic-wise, and there was always something new to bring in there. But then again, I think that if they modeled their Battle Pass styles the way they kind of did with Chapter 1, either that or continued to innovate the Battle Passes, like adding new cosmetics. Like, I remember I couldn't wait to unlock the toys when they came out. If they were to add something like weapon charms every single time, but there's only so much that you could do there. The quality of the Battle Pass has decreased, that's for sure.
I remember when weekly challenges actually mattered, and I used to look forward to them every week because I know I could get some levels from it. And then in Chapter 2, Season 1, this was when everything changed. The Battle Pass and the level system were merged together into one system, and the XP you earned in Battle Royale would show and would go towards your Battle Pass. So it wasn't just relying on quests anymore, it was relying on being good at the game and gaining fast XP, which...
Yeah, That's true. I think the best way that they did that is through Chapter 1, but I also didn't have a problem with it in Chapter 2 because you still could reach like those things like the Gold Peely, for example, in Chapter 2, Season 2. And guys, I know I'm going to hear about it in the comments. I know. And while before you get really, really, really angry, okay, I truthfully do not care whether or not things stay exclusive, but I think it was cooler to have the battle passes where you could reach something like the Gold Peely, something that nobody could get. I think that's a cool idea, and I think that it helped make Fortnite a little bit special.
I think was an amazing change. You could even level up past level 100 and unlock more rewards such as banners for every 100 levels. You could even unlock a secret style Corrupted Scratch as well. But little did we know, this wasn't gonna last forever. Chapter 2 Season 2 was the staple of XP grinding. This was when it all started. Golden Peely, my main skin. You had to reach level 350 just to unlock it fully golden.
And see, I think it's cool that only a few people have that. I look at Loot Station using that skin, and I'm like, dude, nobody has that skin. If I were to run into a Gold Peely in game, I think that's kind of fun. Like, oh my god, that guy has Gold Peely, but now, hey, we're not allowed to say that anymore. We've had a big mindset change. Remember, now we'd say, oh my god, this guy doesn't touch grass.
It was insanely difficult, but it was a hell of a grind and really fun. It wasn't easy, but that was the problem. People
It makes playing the game, it makes gaining levels, it gives, it makes them very, very rewarding.
Like how hard it was to unlock it. So, Epic made a huge change to the next season, making the progressible skins much easier to unlock, going from level 350 to level 160. They gave more XP features such as punch cards and quick challenges. Leveling up was too easy. Secret skins were no longer secret, and the Fortnite level banners were completely removed and never to be seen again.
Did all of that change in Chapter 2 Season 3? Like, all at the same time? Huh. Let me go back to what he was saying again. Let me repeat what all that left.
Such as punch cards and quick challenges. Leveling up was too easy. Secret skins were no longer secret, and
that's a biggie. That's something that I've always hated about the change. I hate that the secret skin's a collab, and I hate that it's no longer a secret.
Fortnite level banners were
and I'll go back and say it all the time. Leaks are the biggest issue in Fortnite history.
Completely removed and never to be seen again. But you can still level up past 100 and go all the way up to 1000, but with no reward or anything. This is just a start because I have lots to talk about. Because ever since then, progressible skins turned into bonus rewards, which now only max out at level 200. The styles now feel boring and the same every season.
Yep, I have very, very little incentive to unlock new styles, but the overtime styles, where they actually changed up the skin and like kind of like almost made a unique design for it, that was always worth it. And I actually hated sitting down and actually having to grind for it. But I think it's cool that you these types of things are rewarding.
Yeah, three pages with all three being a different pattern and a different color. They don't feel rewarding. They don't feel special. Fortnite have done some tests since, such as in Chapter 4, Season 1, we got the mid-season drops, where in the middle of the season, you can unlock bonus styles for your Battle Pass skins by earning an extra, like, 10, 20 account levels.
That's much better. Like, these styles are already different. They're similar to the overtime styles that I was talking about. But the super styles we get these days, they just suck.
Which was cool, but it was nowhere near as good as what it was before. And they only lasted a season before they were completely removed, never to be seen again. We've also got the feature now where you have to earn 28 account levels to now unlock all the rewards for the secret skin. Which is cool as well, I guess. But now we're getting into the interesting stuff. Fortnite took away the grind that made the Battle Pass legendary. Over the years, we've had countless awesome new features removed and changed.
Dude, I really like the way that this video is being presented. You can tell Loot Station put a lot of effort into it. I'm enjoying it a lot so far.
Such as the friend level leaderboard rituals removed, which I bet none of you guys even remembered because it only lasted for half a season.
I was about to say, I don't remember that.
The Battle Pass screens were completely removed. The in-game XP progress bar was removed.
I miss all of that stuff, by the way. All that stuff besides the friend thing that I said I didn't remember. I miss these features.
That was because people were complaining that it got in the way. And back in the early days...
Dude, I'm sorry. That red bar at the bottom of the screen, that purple bar at the bottom of the screen did not get in anybody's way. I'm not going to hear that. What I will understand is like having that, like when you ended up leveling up in Chapter 2 where it would take up like your entire screen. I don't remember how long that lasted for. But that makes sense, okay? I'm just saying, like, just that little purple bar, I could so see people complaining about, and it's such a non-issue.
So Chapter 2, the first, like, 5 levels were super easy to get, with only being, like, 20,000 XP, which gave you, like, a nice boost to the season. And then after level 200, XP started to progressively get more harder as you leveled up. But then it changed to be 80,000 XP for every level, which is only the start of the problem. For the past few years now, I feel like quests, like the weekly quests, haven't really felt very creative or helpful.
I straight up hate doing them. Deal this much damage with this. Travel to 3 locations here.
XP for them is always changing every season. I remember one time when the quests were only given 10,000 XP for a weekly challenge, and that was sometime during Chapter 5.
I know this is a little bit different from what Loot Station is talking about because he's talking about levels, but something that actually made me enjoy doing challenges is like what I always point back to Chapter 2, Season 3, where something happened when you were doing the challenges, where it's like you were actively figuring out the storyline. It made the map feel alive. It made just Fortnite in general feel more immersive. And I liked naturally coming across those because I also just like playing the game. I liked coming across those at the same time when you had that little storyline with the characters in the ship. I liked that. And when you did the challenge, you could actually see the ship going up in space. I loved that, but I also loved it in Chapter 1 as well, where you either got the Fort Bites, you put together this puzzle piece, or you could just figure out little things about the story in general. Those were much more rewarding challenges.
It's just crazy. I'm sure none of you guys even noticed this as well, but we haven't got a level up pack at the end of the season for 2 years.
I forgot about that, and they were oftentimes such good skins. Was that only a Chapter 4 thing? Dude, that actually just straight up escaped my memory.
And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even notice it either. And it wasn't until we got to Chapter 5, Season 4, where a huge change was made, which I think was one of the biggest mistakes Fortnite have ever done. And I know I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this, but I don't care, I want to voice my opinion. I believe that making future battle passes from Chapter 5, Season 4...
Oh boy, he's gonna get some hate for this one. Oh man.
Exclusive to the season is a huge mistake. And I think it could be part of...
I agree with that. I'm sorry. We shouldn't be catering to it. And keep in mind, if I run into somebody who's using the same skin as me, I think it's fun. I don't care personally that my exclusive skins, and I don't know how many times I've had to say this over the years, I don't care how much like my old cosmetics, my Battle Pass skins can be purchased by somebody else. It's no big deal. But I think it's better to have exclusivity. I don't think that we should be catering to a bunch of babies. At the end of the day, I don't understand what the big deal is if you can't get a skin in a virtual video game. It is It is not something that you should care about, honestly. Oh, but it's my favorite IP character. There's going to be another style at some point. It's ridiculous to care about.
But what about the people who couldn't buy it back in the day? Like, boohoo.
And this is where I struggle to hear it, but like when people always say where it's like, oh, you clearly care so much. I don't. It's a video game. I don't. Like I said, the change that nothing's going to be exclusive anymore. That's fine. Whatever. You know, I didn't care when they did. Obviously, they did it on purpose with Paradigm. I don't care. I just think it's better. And I don't understand, like, it's a virtual cosmetic in a video game. This should be so meaningless in your life. I don't understand why everybody makes such a big deal about it.
The reason why player count has gone down a lot as well. Because the seasons have felt fun and good, right? But what's the point of even playing it too much to grind your battle pass and unlock rewards if you can just buy it in the item shop if you wanted to at some point in the
future? Yep, and that's exactly how I feel about it now. I can remember the last time that I actually sat down and I grinded out my battle pass because I know that if I really, really want it, I'll be able to buy it again one day.
I don't even blame Epic for this because the community asked for this. And I know a lot of you guys watching probably think it was a good decision. Which, sure, right? Like, I mean, collab skins shouldn't be locked behind battle passes. They should be able to be in the shop.
You know what? I can get behind that, too. I don't think it's a good idea to keep any battle pass skins exclusive.
Exclusive to the season.
Or, I'm sorry, battle pass skins. I meant to say collaboration skins.
And that's what makes grinding the game even more exciting. But when Chapter 6 Season 1 started, this was when everything changed. Countless features were changed and removed. And I feel like no one is talking about it. Do you guys remember when, by your name at the top left, you could see your teammates' levels with that fiery flame and your name was golden? Yeah, well, that got completely removed.
And I don't understand the purpose of it. I don't. Like, the only thing that I could possibly think of, and I also think that Epic Games, like they themselves might not be thinking, like, half these issues are that deep, but maybe, but they do cater to some people online sometimes. Did people, like, get butthurt or something when people were a high level? I don't know. Did somebody that had a high level feel like they were getting cyberbullied? So, did they post about that online? I don't know what the reason would be for getting rid of something like that.
Now, it looks like this. Which, I have no idea why this even happened. It was a very strange change since...
Now, I do like the fact that you can see what platform that they're playing on, but why not have both? Make them smaller, I don't care.
I feel like it was a very important part of the culture of this game. You know, like, you load into a game, you see what level your teammates are, and your flame will get progressively larger as you level up, and your name would become golden when you complete the battle pass. It was awesome. It was a small feature, but it was amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that Epic Games has taken out over the years that were just like small quality of life updates that, you know, made, and it just took out that, and this is something that I always agree with. I still think that Fortnite's in a great state. I still love the game with all of my heart, but when people start talking about how Fortnite's missing that old charm, that's something that I agree with, and like little things like that really made me feel that way.
But that's not the only thing, because there's still so many more things which actually stopped happening, such as new level up sounds for every season. We used to get a level up sound for every single season, but then in Chapter 5 Season 2, we actually didn't get a new one for the first time, but then they continued it in Chapter 5 Season 3 and 4 and Remix. And then, yeah, in Chapter 6 Season 1, we got the brand new level up animation, but we haven't had a new sound effect at all.
It's those little things, like I said. Those little things in the Fortnite charm, it made the season a little bit more memorable. It'd be cool. Like, imagine this season, depending when you're watching this video, Chapter 6 Season 4, if there was, like, a little bug noise, I think it'd be pretty cool, you know? It's these little things that I miss from Fortnite.
Any of the other seasons in Chapter 6, which again, to most people playing the game, won't really care or notice it. But why do you think it is that they stopped being so creative with their battle pass?
It's because of Donald Mustard! I do think that he actually had a lot of, you know, care and emotion and charm, and he was responsible for some of that type of stuff, like being in the game. And I think his departure did affect in a way. But that can't be, like, too big of a chunk of the reason. I don't know. I have no idea what the reason is.
System. Because not only that, level 1001 was always the max level that you could get to in Fortnite. But then for some reason, they decided to make the levels infinite now. Like, it doesn't really have much purpose. You can level up to 10,000. You can level up to 100,000. The numbers are infinite. It just depends on how easy it is to level up in that season. And I'm not gonna lie, this has kind of grown on me. I've kind of enjoyed grinding past level 1000 recently.
You know, I was about to say, I'm not sure if, I'm not part of the XP community like Loot Station is. I'm not sure if that was a good thing or not, because, like, what if you did reach max level? Would you want to keep going? I don't know.
Because at first, I was really worried because of all the glitches that would take advantage of it and get to, like, level 50,000.
Oh, I see. I didn't think about that.
Nowhere. But Epic seemed to be cracking down on like XP glitches, which is where we get to the next part. My channel actually got terminated, if you guys remember, and completely removed from Epic Games because of my XP map content. And it wasn't the XP maps that were the issue. They didn't like me saying glitch in the title, which I wish they just reached out to me and said to change it instead of just striking me and not.
Yeah, that would have been nice, especially if, I'm not sure if Epic Games has ever made that known before. If they made it known before, then obviously, then I guess they're in their right to just start striking people. But I don't think anybody really knew about that instead of just like, hey, you know what? Let's take someone's livelihood away. I think it would have been better to just say, give people a warning, or even make a post, say, hey guys, for all of you making these types of glitch type maps, you can't use this particular word.
Giving me the answer for weeks. It was a very difficult time, but they also removed the feature to be able to purchase levels in the game. You can still purchase Battle Pass rewards, but it doesn't affect your level.
Really? I didn't know they took that out either. Huh. You know, I kind of like that. I like the fact that you can still purchase the Battle Pass rewards, and I didn't even know that was a thing because I've never bought. That's not true. The only time that I've ever bought levels in a Battle Pass was for the Pirates of the Caribbean pass because I wasn't able to finish it, and I was just like, screw it, I'm going to buy it all. Other than that, I've never bought it, so I never noticed that it got removed.
You still stay at level 1 if you bought all the rewards in the Battle Pass.
I like that.
I think is not really that big of a deal. I think it's cool, but we're starting to see a pattern here, and we'll get to that in a second, because we're still not done. It definitely also feels too easy to level up as well, and I know people are going to be like, well, of course you're saying that, like you're level 1600 and play the game all the time. That's not what I'm trying to say. Because you don't need weekly challenges or anything anymore. Who watching actually cares about weekly challenges anymore? You just get...
Yep, and... I know that some people out there still like talk about doing the quest for the storyline, learning about the story, but I've always learned the story through YouTube post like chapter 2. I like doing the challenges in chapter 1 when they really meant something, and aside from the one-off season of chapter 2 season 3, I think chapter 5 season 4 did a good job, but for the most part I could not care at all.
Get them done, like, just by playing the game, and they don't even really help you that much. But I want to tell you guys why I think these changes are happening. Fortnite's Battle Pass is designed for players to level up and progress through the season to keep them playing and entertained. I believe they have removed these features to make the game feel more simple and to try and please all players. The XP bar was removed originally back in Chapter 3 because players complained it got in the way and wasn't needed. Same with the level up animation, which is now on the left side now. Epic have tried to simplify the system, but in the process, they have stripped away everything that made leveling up in the Battle Pass feel rewarding.
Now, yeah, it's not rewarding, but wouldn't it make sense if it was harder to level up because then you would spend more time on the game? But maybe it's like negative time because maybe people just don't want to grind it out. I don't know. But then again, you're more likely to probably, the more you play, the more likely you might be able to buy something in the item shop. But the more you play, you're more likely to get burnt out. I'm not sure if that's the right reason, but then again, something that I often say on this channel too is, obviously, there's a reason that Epic Games makes a lot of decisions. Do I think they make mistakes? Yes, but you know how they have everybody in this community constantly thinking that Epic Games is like a brain-dead company, Tim Sweeney's an idiot, and nobody knows what they're doing over there? That's not true. They have information we'll never have access to, and obviously, it's probably, you know, they probably see enough sales where they can do this type of stuff. They probably, whatever strategy that they have going on is generating them enough cash.
Don't get me wrong, all right? I think the Battle Pass skins and rewards have been incredible in Chapter 6. But I feel like you shouldn't be getting styles in the Battle Pass. Like, you unlocked a tier 100 skin at, like, level 90. And then at tier 100, you unlock this extra style, which is just a different color. And look, I get it. Epic wants everyone to unlock their skins, not just the grinders, but by making it too easy, they've removed the excitement for players like me, and maybe for you too. It needs to feel more like a challenge to be able to get all these rewards.
I'm very sorry, guys. I had to do a little bit of a jump cut there.
Rewards, instead of just handing it to players. And I feel like that's what the community needs to understand as well. Not everything should just be given to you because you want it. You should.
That's the thing. I've never understood that mindset. Oh, well, I didn't play the game back in 2017, so I deserve this. It's an entitled mindset, and I get what you're going to say. I get all the arguments that you're going to make, but at the end of the day, this should not be something that you care about, and we've grown a mindset over the years where everybody feels entitled to everything. We can trace it back to participation trophies. It's this world has gone backwards, man.
Be able to work for it, just like you used to. And I feel like bringing back Renegade Raider was a problem as well. And I believe in the future that...
No, I don't think that Renegade Raider was a problem, because that skin wasn't exclusive. They had every right to bring that back.
We're going to end up bringing back old battle passes, which I think is a huge mistake as well, and they should never do. What's really worrying as well for this is that I think that they're not done with this. I feel like Epic are going to make lots of changes to the battle pass.
Is there even anything else that they could do to the battle passes, though? I feel like they kind of nailed the formula in the way that they would like to have it.
Such as maybe bringing back the level cap and making it 200. Because going past level 200 is not needed at all. And yeah, I find it fun, and most of my community find it fun as well. But what's the...
Yeah, I think the worst thing they've ever done to battle passes is having those things like where you could get the golden Peely style beyond like an impossible level. I think that's one of the best things about the battle passes, and I really, really miss that. And there's way too much filler nowadays.
Point if there's no reward or anything for it. I feel like the XP system is going to be fully backgrounded. Like the XP you see in game when you get an elimination and things, I feel like that's eventually going to get removed, and it won't even show the XP you get anymore. And
dude, that'd be crazy. But you know what's crazy? I could see him being right in that. I could.
Level animation is probably going to stay the same for a while, maybe some years, and the sound might stay the same forever now. The point is, if things keep going this way, the battle pass will stop feeling like a journey and a reward for playing the game. And
in my opinion, it already stopped feeling like a journey a long time ago, and that's something that, again, I do miss. I miss having the rewards unlock, like the rewards that you unlock, and it's rare now where I look at a reward waiting to unlock where it's like, oh yeah, I was waiting for that, I was grinding for that. That doesn't exist anymore. The quality of the battle passes have gone down significantly, with just a few skins here and there that I'm excited to unlock. But even then, I know it's so easy to the point where I don't even have to sit down and actually like work hard to get that reward.
Instead, it will just feel like a chore and a checklist, and all people won't even care, because why grind so much when the skins are just going to come into the item shop at a later date?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that too. That now that the skins are going to come back, so what if you don't get it? You got some V-Bucks to spend, it's all good. You can get that one singular reward.
So casual players probably don't care about most of this, but as someone who's built a whole community around grinding the game, and I've always enjoyed progressing through the battle passes and unlocking all the rewards and finding the best ways to level up, it feels like Fortnite is slowly killing the very thing that kept so many of us hooked. From battle pass skins no longer being exclusive, small features being removed like the level up sound and the flame at the top left and the XP bar. What do you think? Is Fortnite's battle pass system dead, or is Epic planning something bigger for the future?
We can only hope for the best.
Thoughts about this, guys? Let me know.
And I thought it was a really, really well-structured video, guys. There's a lot of editing, obviously a ton of work being put into this, and I just realized, like, what the...
Sunny girl.
How long has she been doing that behind me? Sorry, she just popped her head up after I mentioned it, because I looked the other way, my camera was tracking. All right. But guys, please go show Loot Station some support in the pinned comment description down below. I thought it was an excellent video. I miss a lot of the charm with the old Battle Pass videos, and I would like to see more of this content from Loot Station, man, because I thought, again, this is a very, very, very good video. If you want to hear more from Loot Station, you already are subscribed. First of all, I suggest that you check out the pinned comment description down below, but Loot Station and I also reacted to the live event with the Red Cube spawning. You can check that out right here. I'd love to have you over there. Thank you so much for being here, guys. Take care, everybody.